at the National Ethanol Conference. We're going to get a preview here from Bob Dineen. And Bob, you know, the first thing that everybody gets a little excited about is we started with a nice golf tournament. That's looking like it's going to be beautiful time out here in Phoenix, Arizona. Just give us some of your thoughts as you look forward to this year's conference.
Well, we're looking forward to another great year. The attendance is way up again. One of the important things with the National Ethanol Conference are the networking opportunities. That's what today is about. We've got the golf tournament, but there's also a river cruise and things like that for folks that don't golf. Last night, just down in the bar, there was lots of networking going on, and I saw a fair amount of ethanol being consumed as well. So it's a lot of fun as well as a lot of business, and indeed there will be a lot of conversations over the next couple of days about where the industry is going.
Well, and speaking to the conference, you've got some very well-known speakers who are going to be on at different times even, including a keynote luncheon that ought to be kind of interesting.
Well, we've got James Carville and Mary Matlin that are coming in, and they're going to give their unique perspective on politics in Washington, which I think will be helpful for folks just to, you know, gain a little bit of appreciation of the climate that we are working in. I mean, this is going to be a pivotal year for the ethanol industry. And we'll be talking about tax policy. We're going to be talking about fuel policy. We're going to be talking about trade policy and whether or not there's going to be a farm bill and lots of things going on. And all of that is going to be taking place in the context of a very polarized and very different Washington, D.C. than it was a year ago. And I think Mary and James are going to be able to shed a little bit of light on that as well.
Yeah, we won't get into all the details of what's actually going on there, but it certainly is a different environment right now, and I think a lot of people are wondering what the result of that's going to be. But as you look at this crowd that's here, what do you hope they take away from this year's conference when they leave?
Well, I think they'll learn a lot about the policy discussions that are going on in Washington. I think, you know, just being here and talking to others in the business, others in the industry, they'll get a sense of, okay, it's not just me. I'm not alone. Everybody's struggling in this environment today, and there's value to that. We're really looking forward to a great event.
Well, I am too, and we'll be following it as we always do throughout the time on domesticfuel.com. So here from the National Ethanol Conference, Phoenix, Arizona, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.